You're listening to Alchemical Voices, a podcast exploring the lives of BIPOC, transracial adoptees, and survivors of complex trauma. Hi, I'm Jaslyn, your host, a nurse, and trauma release practitioner, curiously observing the human experience. As a Black woman and survivor of human trafficking, I've encountered many, many hardships. On the road to recovery, I discovered that storytelling unites us at heart and is where we find healing, inspiration, and encouragement. In each episode, you will hear stories from courageous souls, and we will touch on subjects such as identity confusion, the impacts of racism, complex trauma, transracial adoption, and much more. How do we rise amid trials and tribulations? How do we invite softness into our lives? We touch on these and many other questions, so tune in to experience transformative storytelling and let's heal together. Hello, hello everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Alchemical Voices podcast. Today, I would like to read and sharing and give my two cents to this 23-year-old woman, a complex trauma survivor, who bravely has shared her story with not only me, but all of you that are listening. So this is the story. I was raped by my cousins at a very young age, repeatedly, while my family was fighting for custody of me. Onwards, my narcissistic grandmother gained custody of me and consistently reminded me to be grateful for her, otherwise I would have ended up in foster care. Nevertheless, she kicked me out at 14 to live with my even worse crackhead BPD mother, who literally stole my identity to use for anything she could for more drug money. I did everything I could to get out, and I'm trying to forgive myself for the things I did in survival mode and move on, but it's been tough. I cheated on my ex, lied and said I was raped. I cheated on him because I saw an opportunity to escape my abuse. I lied because the opportunity to escape dissipated, and I realized he would be the only one who could help me move out. 5 years later, I told him the truth and he kicked me out of our apartment, and I'm living with family friends just trying to get my life in order. I feel horrible for what I've done to the person who trusted me, but on another side of me, I think it was in some way okay, but he knocks over the idea of it being okay faster than I can say boo. Okay, so first of all, I want to thank you for sharing your story. Yeah, what you've been through is definitely not easy, horrible, traumatizing. I'm so sorry that you were raped. I'm so sorry about your narcissistic grandmother and your mother, who also sounds deeply problematic. I'm so sorry for everything that you have had to live through and now working on overcoming. And my wish for you is that you show yourself some grace. And because you're going to need it, if I'm going to be completely honest, on this healing journey, you are going to have to learn to show yourself a lot of grace. Because I believe we've all done not one, but multiple things that we are not proud of, especially when we were out of our right mind. As I say, you know, the trauma mind, being in survival mode, you're not in your reasoning mind.
You just know, you know, and it's not your fault. It just isn't. And showing ourselves grace while we are living through trauma and while we are overcoming it, it's vital. It's a vital part to our healing. So my wish for you is that you learn to forgive yourself, that you learn to say, okay, I did this. I did it with the awareness I had at that time. I did it with the tools I had at that time. I did my best. And had I been able to do better, I would have. You know, I wish that you could show up for yourself in that way moving forward. And I mean, there are several ways you can do that. Well, one way is, and I can even guide you through it now if you're listening, is closing your eyes. Just take a deep inhale through your nose and exhale out your mouth. If you do that one more time, and just drop into your body for a moment. I know that can be super difficult if there's a lot of pain in your body, but just do your best. And then just try to visualize a younger version of you. Maybe you have a memory when you were a child, or maybe you have a picture of you. Just try to imagine yourself with your eyes closed. And then imagine the present you, the 23-year-old you, saying hi to this younger version of you. And just reaching out to her and hug her. And just notice how this younger version responds to you reaching out to hug her, if she pushes you away, if she gets angry with you, if she starts crying. And try to notice if there's anything you want to say to her. It could be, I'm sorry what you went through. It could be, it's not your fault. It could be, I'm here for you. Just notice what you intuitively want to say to this younger version. And if it's possible, hug her and kiss her. And just notice where you feel this connection to your inner child in your body. And notice how it feels to connect to your inner child. And just take a moment to sit with this experience of connecting to your younger self. So this is a exercise you can return to whenever you feel the voice, the narratives of shame and self-blame, they become very loud. You can take a time out, take some deep breaths, sit down, and connect your body and a younger version of you. But usually when we feel so much shame and guilt, it's usually a younger self that's communicating with us. You know? So my advice is that you can do this exercise as often as needed. You can even just take some deep breaths, close your eyes, and hug yourself. just sit with yourself and hug yourself. Now, these small exercises are extremely powerful. And this is not something that a therapist has taught me, something that I picked up somewhere. This is something I intuitively was guided to, because at a time in my life, I did not have the support system I have today. I did not have the privilege of being able to go to therapy. So I was left to figure things out on my own. And several intuitive things came to me. And one of them was connecting to my body, connecting to my inner child. And what I discovered in this process of trusting my intuition and following my intuition is that these exercises, that's what I call them now, that they are extremely powerful. They are brilliant exercises to self-soothe when we are in a thought spiral of shame and self-blame. Those two exercises I just mentioned, connecting to a younger version of yourself or just sitting with yourself and hugging yourself, those are brilliant ways to self-soothe. And they are free resources. You can do them any time. You can do them morning, evening, in the middle of the night. Doesn't require anything. It's just you sitting with your body, sitting with your inner child. I hope my suggestions, they offer you some kind of support. I send you so much love. I send you healing wherever you are in the world. I send you so much compassion. Please know, whatever you have done in the past, it doesn't define you. You're not a shitty person. There's nothing wrong with you. You are worthy and deserving of love. You are a phenomenal human being. I don't know you. And honestly, I don't have to know you to tell you that you are enough and fine just as you are. And it's so important that you start telling yourself that. So that's even a thing you can tell your inner child when you connect with her. You are enough just as you are. I hope that you are getting the love and support that you deserve. And I just know that if you keep going and if you keep trusting that things will get better, they will. You know, that's what I believe. If we trust, then call it the universe, God, spirit, whatever you're believing, will support us. So just keep going. Sending you all my love, so many blessings. I'm with you in spirit.
That was it for today. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please remember to rate Alchemical Voices and follow the community on Instagram. Until next time.